So, did all of you have celebration last night?
Yes.
Yeah, we did. It was all the Fayetteville, Bentonville, Springdale, Rogers.
And so that's why y'all look so tired.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We were there a little too late, yes. Maybe digging through trash, looking for car keys. So, but it all worked out.
Cleaning up chicken nuggets on the floor.
Oh, man, yeah. But you know. But you had great turnout, I'm sure.
It was amazing. I think we probably had close to 800 students.
Yep. Oh, my goodness.
Got to do worship, played some games. Students had dinner together. It was a good celebration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there any building maintenance or repair we need to do today?
You know, the last time we did it, there was some maintenance that was required, but we set some better ground rules this time, and I think we survived.
Yeah.
So we made it.
Well, good. I'm so thrilled to have you two with us here today. So let's get started. We're going to talk about student ministry at Fellowship, okay?
Let's do it.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to The Ride Home, a podcast where Mickey Rapier of Fellowship Bible Church of Northwest Arkansas joins other leaders in exploring all things fellowship, the scriptures, changed life stories, interviews, social issues, and anything else the Spirit might lead them to ponder. The Ride Home also gives you the opportunity to get to know our incredible fellowship staff. Tell your friends about the Ride Home podcast, which is available on both Apple and Spotify. The goal of the Ride Home is to encourage others to draw near to God, knowing, as James 4:8 tells us, He will draw near to us.
Welcome, everyone, to The Ride Home. We're here in the podcast cave or the podcast dungeon. I'm not sure what we call
Both
it.
Both are great terms. Both are great terms.
But I have Caleb Freeman and Tori Tutt here. They work with the Fellowship Student Ministries, which is so incredible. You all do such great work. You're talking about having celebration last night, 800 kids showing up.
That's pretty fun. It's
it was wild.
It's a fun ministry to be a part of. I don't know if we can take credit for what's going on, though. There's been some great staff members in the past, and the Lord's been really faithful to work through Fellowship Student Ministries.
So you think about the exponential impact of those kids going into our schools and being able to pour into them. And there's so much about our culture that we curse. But this is an opportunity for us to be involved in their lives and to light a candle or maybe a spotlight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those are a lot of lumens burning when you have the opportunity to pour into that many kids in all four large communities here in Northwest Arkansas. And you guys are the point of the spear. You're leading out in that. And so I want to thank you, number one, for the ministry that you do, because I've done student ministry and I know it's not easy. It's early morning, it's late nights, it's crisis, it's this, it's that. And it never stops.
No, it's not.
You all don't get summers off.
No,
we're about to jump into it.
It's year round. And so I just want to, on behalf of the elders of Fellowship and behalf of the people of Fellowship, thank you both for what you do. But first of all, let's talk about you. Let's talk about your history, your family, just whatever you want to talk about. And Tori, ladies, first, you tell us about you. First, tell us your job, what you do, and then tell us all your history and family and all that.
Okay. I am not from Northwest Arkansas, and so I heard about Fellowship through actually Caleb, which is fun.
That's right.
Which is a fun thing. But the Lord kind of directed me to ministry. I'm from Springfield, Missouri. Well, Nixon, Missouri, I guess.
You need to clarify.
Get it right.
Go Eagles.
Go Eagles. Gotta clarify there.
But I am from there, and I heard about Fellowship through some mutual friends, and honestly thought the Lord was calling me to a podunk town in Northwest Arkansas. And I was like, oh no, because I didn't know anything about it. And came down and visited and just fell in love with this church and the community in the FSM team, and was like, okay, Lord, if you'll have me here, I would love to stay. And so I am in my sixth year with Bentonville students, 7th through 12th grade girls, and it has been so incredible. It's been such a blessing in my life and one of the sweetest seasons. So.
Oh, don't get emotional on this here. You'll get Caleb and I crying.
I know.
It's not allowed.
It's been the best. So I met my husband.
Now, wait a second. You're speaking in past tense.
Oh, sorry.
No. You're speaking in past tense because there's a big change coming in your life.
Yes, there is a big change coming in my life. Going to have my first baby. Yay. September 5th. So we're so excited. But that does mean that time in FSM is coming to a close. And so last night, even at Celebration, I felt really emotional just thinking about all that the Lord has done in the last 6 years. So it's been fun. But yeah, Carter and I are excited for what is next.
Yeah, you're still going to be in student ministry. It's just going to be with your own right now.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not letting her leave. She thinks she's done. Yeah. But
I'll take any parenting advice, please. Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know anything. I'm married. Carter and I have been married for almost a year.
Yeah.
And we live out in Pea Ridge, Arkansas. Yeah. So we love that. My family isn't from Springfield. They love the Lord, grew up being taught the Word of God and loving Jesus and what it looks like. And the Lord is continuing to do a work in my heart. And so I love getting to walk alongside girls and learn what that looks like teach them what it looks like. And it's just been a sweet season. So,
you know, what a blessing that you grew up in a home like that. And, mm-hmm. and kudos to your family.
Yeah.
Because they have a fraction of your action with these kids because of what they poured into you
mm-hmm.
and being faithful. And so, I admire that so much. And you're continuing that on with your family. And mm-hmm. truly, thank you for all you've done here at Fellowship. And like Caleb said, you're not going anywhere. You're just not going to be on vocational staff.
Yep, absolutely.
I started to say vocational staff.
She might be on vacation staff a little bit.
Yeah, Caleb, what about you, man? Fill us in.
Well, I am also not from Northwest Arkansas. I grew up in Branson, Missouri, which I know is an odd place to be from, but people really do live there. And so I ended up moving down to Arkansas. I went to JBU for a few years in college, and that's kind of how I got familiar with the area.
Mm.
My brother did the same, and he ended up marrying a girl from Northwest Arkansas who went to Fellowship. And so as I finished school, my wife and I moved overseas. We lived in Ecuador for a little bit, working with an organization down there. And as we were looking to come back to the States, it was actually my brother and his wife who were connected to Fellowship that kind of put us on to moving to this area and maybe getting involved with the church. And so as we moved back to the States, we landed in Fayetteville. A guy named Hunter House kind of knocked on our door and asked me to interview. I thought I said no. He thought I said yes. Next thing I know, Sam was knocking on my door. I thought I said maybe. Sam said I was sold. And so a few months later, I jumped on the Fellowship Student Ministry staff and have been here going on 7 years. Have loved every second of it. I wasn't sure I wanted to be a youth pastor for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
But as I look at my life, I was really impacted by young men, faithful, godly young adults pouring into me when I was a student. And I wanted to be able to do the same. And so I've gotten to walk with some incredible relationships. I've had some hardship in my past. And I think as I look at it, relationships is really what the Lord has used in my life to teach me about redemption, His love, and what it means to walk with Him. And so this position has enabled me to do that with young men who are in junior high and high school. And that's why I love it.
Yeah.
Is walking with those young men. Because junior high and high school is hard.
Oh. It was hard back in the 70s. I can't imagine what it's like right now.
Yeah. Even as I look back, it's just a different life nowadays.
Yeah.
And so I want to make sure that those boys are set up with godly young men like I had when I was walking in junior high and high school.
Yeah. Well, you are. And you've also developed quite a following with your teaching because you have the opportunity from time to time to teach adults in the worship center, and people really love you. You have great communication skills.
Well, that's kind of you. Sam Hannon has been great and given me some tips and pointers, and so I get up there and we see how it goes, but it's been kind to hear the response of people. So I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to move us to a topic that is coming up quickly on us, and that's the Student Activities Fund. And it's something that we've been dreaming about because we have so many alumni who've been a part of Fellowship Student Ministries, and it has changed their lives, I mean, literally now for decades. And they see the benefit of the camps and retreats, those things that you all have given your life to. I mean, literally, when you go to a camp or a retreat, you're sleeping on a cot, you're there with kids until midnight talking about issues, you're up early in the morning. And so it's an essential part of what you do.
Absolutely.
But it's getting more and more expensive.
Yes.
And even prohibitive for some students to be able to go.
Absolutely.
And especially with a family that has more than one student. It's a significant investment. And so we had this idea that we talked about. What if we tapped into the alumni and asked the alumni, hey, would you be willing once a year to just make a donation and help us defer some of those costs for students or scholarship certain students? And you, our student ministry staff, would administrate that as best you know how, but try to help out families, try to help keep that cost down. And I started asking some of the alumni, would you be willing to do that? And they were all, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, I would do that. And you know why they haven't done it? Because no one's asked.
We haven't asked yet.
And so now we have created a portal that will open in June. Actually, part of it's open right now with a link.
Right.
But we'll open a portal on our giving site. It will only be open for the month of June that all of our student ministry alumni or others who want can make a donation. So you all talk about that and talk about the importance of people getting involved, because you've been on the ground hearing kids who can't afford to go.
Yeah, I think the Student Activities Fund is really important because, you know, our ministry is not just an attractional ministry. We're not trying to throw big events all the time. I would say the bread and butter of what we do is relational ministry. But so often these camps and events are what enable or spark those relationships to take place. They really are the foundation for a lot of these key discipleship relationships to take place, where kids come to know the Lord and begin to seek their leader's help in following after Jesus. And so they just really are pivotal, pivotal times for us. We see it all the time as our culture becomes more and more risk adverse, which I'm not saying is a good or a bad thing. Prices of going to camps just goes up. And you even mentioned it, Mickey, we have so many families who have three or four kids who will be walking through FSM, which just means prices to send their kids to all those camps is pretty dramatic. And so we want to try and lower the cost of entrance for maybe the track to go through our FSM development or discipleship over 6 years. We want to be able to send kids to every retreat, every camp, no matter what the financial situation is. And the Student Activities Fund allows us to significantly lower the cost of entrance for anybody. I can even think of students, a lot of times they'll come to our fall retreat, and that's a great place for kids to get involved in a small group, in a Bible study, meet some leaders. But if that cost to go to fall retreat is too much, it's just a barrier at the door for so many kids just to say, no, we're not, I don't know anybody, I'm not going to drop this type of money to go on something with students I don't even know.
Yeah, and if their parents don't, if they've never been involved and they don't appreciate how impactful that can be, the teenager, they're not even going to go home and ask.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, they're not even going to ask because they know that's a no-go from the beginning with their parents. And it's just because they don't understand it. They've never experienced it for themselves.
Absolutely. I think those are the two biggest things. Is a lot of times we have students who won't ask because they see the cost, and rightfully so. They say, well, I'm not gonna pay that. Or like we talked about, multiple kids in a family, and these families are saying, well, we don't need a scholarship, or we don't need help in this way. We just can't send all four of our kids. We want these camps and retreats to be available to everyone.
Yeah.
Independent of the circumstance.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because we are the most concerned about life change. And that's something I love about FSM, even since starting this, is that something we have said to families from the very beginning with every retreat is, hey, we want your kid on here. If we can get in contact with people who we know want to be on a trip and want to have an experience, us getting to contact families and saying, hey, money should never be an issue. Mm-hmm. Like, we are concerned about your kid coming and experiencing life change and community like they've never experienced it before, and we will help you do that. And so I love this activities fund, that it will give us a greater and broader just outreach, I guess, and ability to reach out to these families. And it means so much. I mean, every single time I have a conversation with a family, they almost leave in tears. A lot of times leave in tears, because it's such a small thing that some of these families don't realize when they give, just the lifelong impact it has on a student's life. Like,
right.
I sat in senior banquet this past year with the Bentonville seniors, and I got to hear story after story, all of them centered around cell group, but also these moments at retreats or events where the Lord just changed something in their heart and just sent them on a different trajectory. And so it's just so sweet. And that happens through the generosity of God's people. So,
and you get them away, you get them away to a different place. And so they have a different perspective, and they're not as distracted by all the things of home or just the week here. And something really special can happen in their hearts during that time when they're not distracted.
Yeah, I can even think of an example of that from spring break. Tori and I got to take 7th and 8th graders to Texas. And we had a young man who really was involved in our small groups on Wednesday, but hadn't been coming to church, hadn't really been to any event with us, and was almost looking to take that next step. And one of our leaders talked with him and his parents and were able to really say, hey, we want to cover you no matter what that cost is. We don't care what you can or cannot pay. Just sign up and we'll take care of it. No questions asked.
What a blessing.
That boy ended up coming with us to Texas. And now there hasn't been a Sunday since that I don't see him. In fact, on Easter, he came with his cell leaders to the Easter service here. He's been at every cell group. He's excited for the summer. He's being discipled by his leader. And you can just see a new light in this boy's eyes. He's starting to understand what it means to walk with Jesus, and you can see him. He's about to take that next step. And that's what I cherish,
yeah,
that this type of fund actually enables that type of ministry to take place.
Absolutely.
And you know what? The blessing, certainly the boy's being blessed.
Absolutely.
But those leaders who invested in him, they are being more blessed.
Yes.
By seeing what's happening, because it was an investment on their part. We're investing in his life. We're investing in his eternity. Mm-hmm. And that's why I harp on alumni.
Right.
Let's track down our alumni.
Oh, and it really is. It's not often that we get to see the fruit of the work that the Lord calls us into. And I think this is a chance to get to see that fruit, especially for this leader who helped get this boy to Texas. I can see the light in this leader's eyes of him saying, oh, there really is fruit that the Spirit does grow in the lives of the people who follow him. Whether that's giving financially or walking with a student, this fund enables people to see the fruit of the work that the Lord is doing in his world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And something we say in FSM, when we look at our students, is this is not the church of the future. It's the church now. And
absolutely.
We see that. Like, the Lord is working in and through the lives of these students and these leaders, and it matters. And so something like this is so sweet to see the life change, and the fruit is just incredible. And so it is such an easy way for alumni and people who want to be faithful stewards of what God has given them to give back to the church.
If you look at Chill Out and the way that so many leaders have come to know Jesus and walk with him because of that experience, they're now getting to enable other students to come to know Jesus at a Chill Out. And that is a beautiful thing.
You know, I have this problem. I get real excited about the why and what you all have just been talking about. And I've had several chill bump moments as you've talked. But then I leave out the how. How do you get involved in this?
Right.
And so for those who are listening who say, I would like to make a donation to that, and it's only going to be open for a short time. So how do we get the word out? How do people know where to give? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, that's a great question. There's a couple ways that you can do it. I would say the biggest one, though, is that this is word of mouth. We want our alumni and anybody who knows about the Student Activity Fund to begin to spread the word to those who have been impacted by Fellowship Student Ministries. That would be the biggest thing, word of mouth.
Absolutely.
We're getting ready to send out an email to an alumni database that we have, and we just want to remind them of the impact that God makes in students' lives through Fellowship Student Ministries and invite them to give. This will be an online donation that you can make. There'll be a link. I'm sure we can find that somewhere. But people will be able to get on and give directly the amount that they want directly to this Student Activity Fund.
Right. And you can go to our giving page during the month of June.
Yes.
And there's just like we have for disaster relief or Fellowship Bentonville Fund, all of that, there's going to be a place where you can give to the Student Activities Fund through that.
Correct.
And we do have the links out there right now. We have two different links that you'll be able to find in the Rogers News, the Bentonville News,
right.
all that stuff from our different campuses. We'll have that all out there. We'll have QR codes on the screen. I'm going to be talking about it this Sunday.
That's right.
We're going to be talking about it from up front and have QR codes available. So we're just really going to have a blitz during the month of May so that we can get the word out.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's on Facebook or Instagram or I don't know, what all do they do now?
People still use
things.
Those. Yeah, all those things.
Could you do a TikTok video or something?
I think Tori is our social media expert. I told you I'm from Branson, so I don't do that stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
I made one Instagram reel, and I said, this took too long. How do people do this all the time? How do these kids do this?
You can find it anywhere. Blitz is the right word. We're just going to try and send some emails, put it on social media, say it from up front. We just want our alumni to know this is an opportunity for them to give to.
Yeah,
you will not miss this.
Well, I will pick on Max and Josie.
Okay,
Max Harrell and Josie Harrell. She's my daughter, and they're pretty excited about this.
Yeah.
And I know they've got a huge Facebook following.
Right.
To just let all their Facebook friends know, to put that link out there on their Facebook and say, hey, we need to do this.
Right.
Because I know how student ministry changed their lives. I mean, I watched her life be transformed.
It's fun to hear that that was happening when Josie was in FSM. Mm-hmm. And we have some Springdale boys who just got back from the Denver spring break trip. And they're doing a daily check-in with one another and a daily Bible study with each other each morning before they walk into school. And so it's fun to see that community of Christ followers continue to be built through Fellowship Student Ministries.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the opportunity to get these kids when they're young is so important.
It's so important, especially with all the distractions that hit so much earlier than they used to in our world today. It takes a lot of grit to follow Jesus today. I really believe it does.
Mm-hmm.
But that grit is more easily exerted when there's other people doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And these activities, these camps, these experiences build some momentum and help students look to the left and to the right and see, oh, there are other people who believe what I believe. And as the corporate faith of Christianity, we can walk through this life. We can walk through high school, junior high, whatever it may be, together.
Yeah. You guys create so many spaces for life-changing moments. Tell us the important role that your cell leaders play in this ministry.
Man, we could not do it without them.
Important might not be the right word. Vital might be the better word.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen without them.
Yeah. I mean, yes, last night at Celebration, we asked them to stand up and just thank them.
Mm.
And it felt like half the room stood up. It was
Absolutely.
Just insane because of the amount of leaders that it takes to keep this ministry running. Is incredible, and they are the most faithful followers of Jesus I've ever met in my life.
Mm.
Like, I continue to tell them, like, you guys are teaching me more about what it looks like to walk with Jesus mm-hmm. than anyone, really, because I see it every single week.
Oh, absolutely. And I think one of the I didn't get to experience this mm-hmm. as a student growing up, but we actually have high school students that are leading elementary students. And as those elementary students continue to progress through school and continue to go to the next grade, these high school students are leading them, continue to walk with them. And so last night at Celebration, I was looking out at the crowd and I see Colton Bramble, who began to lead the boys who are now, his boys are high school, seniors in high school, they're getting ready to graduate. He started leading them when they were in kindergarten. And he's walked with them all the way through elementary school, mm-hmm. junior high school. Those boys have gotten to see Colton date, get engaged, become a husband, become a father, choose a career path. There's just so many things in life that are important to see faithful people do. And these students are getting to see these followers of Jesus who are leaders walk through life faithfully.
Yeah.
And that's important. Mm-hmm. It's really important. Examples do matter, and our leaders provide that example, and they provide the encouragement.
Absolutely. Tori, a couple of your leaders, Joe and Sarah Schutte,
yes,
you know, who've been so involved, and they're in our young married community group right now, mm-hmm. and she's wrapping up her time with her mm-hmm. girls. Her girls are graduating this year, and you cannot mention it without her tearing up.
I know.
She loves those girls.
And they love her. She was such a blessing coming in their ninth grade year in high school, and even getting to hear her talk about the transformation that's happened from their freshman year of high school to seeing them graduate now is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So
I knew something different was going on right when I jumped on staff. I went to one of our cell leaders' weddings. And as I'm looking at the wedding and kind of watching what's going on, I begin to see some of that cell leader's cell group students in the wedding party. And they're up there on the stage with them. And I went, wow, that's really interesting. I've never seen that type of discipleship relationship play out that way before. But then what I notice is that's the norm, mm-hmm. that these relationships are so invested in one another that they become friends and that they become almost family members, brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. It's a really sweet thing to see.
And it's an ever-growing ministry, and so you're always on the hunt for new cell leaders.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
So if someone is listening to this, you can contact anyone in our student ministry, and they will help create a
we
path.
We would love to have you.
Yes.
Love to have
yes.
you.
Yes. I'll say this. I want to share a couple of things. I don't have any... I have one college leader. The rest of them have gone through FSM and have got like been a student leader like Caleb was talking about. And the only reason they drive from Fayetteville to Bentonville every single Wednesday night is because they had an older leader invest in them and they see the impact and why it matters. Mm. And I'm like, I have the best college leaders ever because
they're paying
they see
it back.
They are. And I met with a mom who was going through some hard stuff with her daughter, and she had put me and one of the college cell leaders in a text because this college leader had really invested in her daughter, and her daughter was going through some hard stuff. And the mom was like, I would love to meet with you, but it'll have to be later. And this college cell leader was like, I will meet wherever. She drove for just a 45-minute meeting in Bentonville just to meet with this mom because she said, I want to be there. I see the value in this, and I want to show up for this family. And I'm like, that is... the hands and feet of Jesus right there.
That's $4 a gallon gas that she doesn't get reimbursed for.
Yes, absolutely. And so it's so cool. And we love our leaders. We truly could not do what we do without them.
We can't do it without them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll mention one other aspect of that as well and say thank you to a group of people who provide host homes for our groups to meet.
Oh, absolutely.
Having been a host home at one point, you never know what's going to happen.
No, you probably had to sell your house after the group left, too, right. And just start over.
We just had to refurbish it.
It was condemned after that, I think.
Yes.
No, they really are respectful of your home. But those parents from Fayetteville all the way up into Bentonville, maybe Bella Vista, I don't know. They provide homes for your kids to meet, and we appreciate them.
Yeah, and I would even add on the host home front, I think sometimes it's seen as people who are providing a space, and that is completely true. Mm-hmm. It's a great sacrifice to offer up your home every Wednesday night for a semester or for however long that takes place. That in itself is an act of grace. Mm-hmm. But there is something so important about young men and young women walking into a stable and faithful environment week after week and getting to see another family mm-hmm. who loves the Lord provide a space and grace to those kids each and every week. Mm-hmm. And I haven't exactly figured out why the Lord works through that avenue so much, but as I look at my cell group boys, some of the most impactful relationships that they have are the host home dads who just each week say hi to them. Mm-hmm. And that's all they do is they say hi. They open up their home. But when those boys go off to college and they have a question later on in life about whatever it may be, it's not uncommon for them to call the host home dad and just say, how do I walk through this? Mm-hmm. Hey, I need to renew my license. How do I do that? Hey, I'm getting ready to buy a home. What's the process? Mm-hmm. You begin to see not just spiritual relationships take place, but just real life mentorship take place. And that is so valuable.
So valuable.
Well, I can't thank you all enough for the ministry that you do. And we've got other staff who work.
Absolutely.
Yes. You all just got tabbed this morning.
We just got asked. There's so many fellowship student ministry staff who are unbelievable.
And we could go on for hours talking about fellowship student ministry. And I hope if you're listening to this podcast, you've caught just a glimpse of how important it is and how we can make a difference in the lives of our kids just through investing our time, our talent, and our treasure into their lives. And we have incredibly professional staff who help raise up leaders who are able to invest personally in those kids. And they provide a worship celebration for them each week, but then they provide homes where they can meet in small groups and they can grow together. They create space for those life-changing moments that those kids are never going to be the same. And so I encourage you to get involved. Maybe you can volunteer of your time or volunteer your home to be a host home. But I really would encourage, especially our alumni, to donate to the Student Activities Fund in the month of June, because it will make a difference in a young person's life. Caleb and Tori, I can't thank you enough for making the time to come in here this morning and sharing your hearts with us. Thank you for the investment of your life in this ministry, and it's going to reap eternal rewards. And one day, one of those kids who came to Christ under your leadership, they're going to be standing around the throne of God, and they're going to meet your eyes, and they're going to say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Really. And Tori, bless your little baby.
Thanks.